Title: Old School Rewind Moment Flip Deep Dive for Smoky Warehouse Vibes in Ableton Live 12, Beginner Lesson. Alright, let's build one of the most iconic bits of jungle and drum and bass culture, the rewind. Sometimes people call it a pull-up, that moment where the energy peaks, the DJ yanks it back, the room reacts, and then the drop lands even heavier. But we're not just doing it as a gimmick. We are flipping that concept into a modern, usable riser and tension tool that lives inside your arrangement and feels like a real smoky warehouse system. By the end, you'll have a 4-bar pre-drop sequence that goes tension building callback, tiny vacuum gap, and then the drop slams in with extra weight. And you'll do it with stock Ableton Live 12 devices in a super repeatable workflow. First, set the scene. Set your tempo anywhere from 170 to 174 BPM. I'm going to think 172 in my head, because that's a comfy DNB pocket. Go to Arrangement View, find your drop, the point where your full drums and bass hit. Now create a 4-bar section right before that. That's our rewind flip zone. Quick coach tip: a classic DNB move is 16 bars of groove, then 4 bars of tension, then the drop. So if your loop is rolling already, just carve out those 4 bars as your moment. Now we're going to build 2 main pieces. 1. The warehouse air riser, the fog. 2. The rewind itself, printed to audio so it behaves every time. Let's start with the air riser. Gritty, smoky, industrial air. Create a new MIDI track and name it Air Riser. Drop an operator. Super beginner friendly. In operator, switch your sound source to noise. You're basically making controlled air, like the room breathing. Turn the filter on an operator, set it to a low pass 24 dB slope, LP24. Don't worry about the exact frequency yet. We're going to automate the motion with effects too. Now, add this device chain after operator, in this order. First, auto filter. Set it to band pass if you want that warehouse telephone through a PA vibe. Low pass is fine too, but band pass really nails that metal beams and fog feeling. Put the resonance somewhere around 20 to 35%. Not whistling, just focused. Next, echo. Set the time to 1/8 for rolling energy, or 1/4 if you want it slower and more dramatic. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Inside echo, use its filters. High pass around 300 Hz so it doesn't get boomy, and low pass around 7 to 9 kHz to keep it dark. Remember, smoky warehouses controlled highs. We're not doing shiny EDM air. Next, hybrid reverb. Pick hole or a room or warehouse-ish impulse if you have one. Decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Mix around 20 to 35% for now. Then saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is how you get that gritty, it's hitting the system feeling without it getting painfully loud. Then utility at the end. This is your control knob for gain and little automation tricks. Now draw one MIDI note that lasts the full 4 bars. Any pitch is fine because it's noise-based, but keep it in a mid-range just out of habit. Now let's automate the rise. On auto filter, automate the frequency so it opens over those 4 bars. Start around 300 Hz, end up around 10 to 14 kHz. If it starts sounding too hissy near the end, you can stop closer to 10k. Dark is good. On hybrid reverb, automate the mix. Start maybe 15 to 20%. And in the last bar, ramp it up to around 45 to 60%. That last bar is where the fog blooms. On utility, automate gain up gently, like plus 2 to plus 4 dB over the 4 bars. And quick gain staging checkpoint. Keep an eye on your master. Try to keep peaks roughly around minus 6 dB while you build this. Reverb and saturation sneak up on you, and we want the drop to feel bigger, not the pre-drop. Optional but very warehouse. Add auto pan after saturator. Super slow, like 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Barely moving. It makes the air drift like smoke. Cool, that's the tension bed. Now the main event, the rewind flip core. Here's the big beginner-friendly trick. We're going to print audio using resampling. This avoids routing headaches and it makes the rewind feel consistent and DJ-like. Decide your rewind target. Less is more. Best practice for DNB. Rewind the drums, tops, and music, but keep the sub and sometimes even the kick clean. If you reverse the sub, the whole moment can feel like the PA is falling over instead of a controlled pull-up. So, create a new audio track and name it Rewind Print. In the I/O section, set its input to resampling. Arm the track for recording. Now, right before the drop, record about 2 bars of your mix or 2 bars of the group you want to rewind. If you want to be extra clean, you can temporarily mute your subgroup while you record the print. That gives you a rewind that has hype without low-end smear. Record it, then stop. Now you've got an audio clip that is literally your track captured as a moment. That's the material we're going to pull up. Duplicate that printed clip so you have a safety copy. On the duplicate, turn on reverse in clip view. Set warp on. For warp mode, Complex Pro will usually feel more tape-like and smeary in a good way. Beats mode can sound more chopped and artifact-y. Both can be cool, but for old-school rewind, Complex Pro tends to feel more physical. Now let's sell the DJ pull with pitch. We're going to automate clip transposition. Over one bar, automate transpose from 0 down to minus 12 semitones. Want it more dramatic? Go to minus 24. That's the everyone in the room pulls a face setting. Then do one more crucial thing. Right at the very end of the reverse clip, add a quick volume dip so it drops into space. You can do this with clip gain automation or track volume automation. Aim for the last 1/8 note or last quarter note, depending on how dramatic you want the inhale to be. Teacher tip: zoom in and make sure the end of your rewind lands exactly where you want it on the grid. The dilution is energetical, tiny gap, and the drop hits dead on. If the reverse ends late, it doesn't feel like a rewind. It feels like an edit mistake. Also, add tiny fades on the audio clip, especially at the end, so you don't get clicks. The vacuum moment should feel intentional and clean. Now let's add a little break texture so it feels like a deck is physically slowing. On the rewind pre-track, after the clip, add shifter. Set it to pitch mode. Adjust a tiny fine detune, like minus 10 to minus 30 cents, and keep the mix around 20 to 40%. You're not trying to repitch the whole thing. You're adding instability, like the platter is being touched. After shifter, add auto filter set to high pass. Then automate the cutoff up during the last half bar of the rewind so the audio thins out into the gap. That thinning is what makes the drop feel huge when the lows come back. Optional variation that's very classic: one beat before the reverse starts, throw in beat repeat for one beat only. 1/16th or 1/32nd grid, on for one beat, then off, then the reverse begins. That tiny stutter is like the DJ's hand catching the deck. Now we build the vacuum moment. The inhale before the slam. Put utility on your master, or on your main music group if you'd rather not touch the full master. Automate a quick gain dip right before the drop. You can do last 1/8th note, or last quarter note. Dip it hard, even down to minus infinity for a super clean cut, or try minus 12 dB if you still want a hint of tail. And here's a really nice warehouse trick. Do a reverb throw right before the dip, so the dry disappears but the space hangs in the air like smoke. Create a return track with hybrid reverb set to 100% wet. Long decay. High pass that return around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy the drop. Then automate a quick send to that return right before the vacuum dip. Even better, if your kick is about to come back on the drop, you can duck that reverb return with a compressor sidechain to the kick, so the kick punches through the fog instead of fighting it. Now make the drop hit harder. Because the rewind only works if the re-entry feels confident, create an audio drop called impact. Drop in a short kick impact, vinyl hit, metal slam, anything DNB friendly. Place it exactly on the drop downbeat. Process it lightly. EQ 8, cut mud around 200 to 400 Hz if it's boxy. Add saturator, plus 2 to 5 dB, and a limiter just to keep it controlled. Now check your drum arrangement on the first bar of the drop. Sometimes the strongest move is making the first half bar simpler. Let kick, snare, and bass define the return. Then bring busy hats back in bar 2. That contrast is what makes people feel the drop, even at the same loudness. Sub-management is the final big piece. If your rewind touched the low end, fix it now. You want the sub to re-enter clean, on-grid, and solid. Put auto-filter on your bass group, set it to high pass, and during the rewind moment automate it up to around 80 to 120 Hz. Then snap it back to normal exactly on the drop. That keeps the rewind exciting without making the whole mix wobble. One more contrast trick that's easy and powerful: make the rewind narrower and the drop wider. On the rewind print track, add utility and reduce width to around 60 to 80% during the rewind section. Then when the drop hits, bring the rest of your music back to full width. Keep the sub mono, though. Mono sub, wide tops, that's the warehouse standard. Now let's do a quick arrangement blueprint so you can place everything. Bars 1 through 16, rolling groove. Bars 17 through 20, rewind flip section. In bars 17 and 18, your air riser is growing. In bar 19, your reverse rewind pull takes over. Last beat before bar 21, you do the vacuum dip. Bar 21. Drop lands, impact hits, sub comes back clean. If you want the proper old-school rave nod, you can throw in a vocal stab like rewind right before the pull. If you don't want vocals, make a little signal sound, a short synth note with saturator or redux and a short delay, one bar before the pull. It tells the listener something's about to happen. Before we wrap, common beginner mistakes to avoid. So yours sounds intentional. Don't rewind the sub unless you really mean to. It usually kills the punch. Don't let a massive reverb tail smear into the downbeat. High pass the return and consider ducking it. Make sure the timing is grid tight and the silence lands right before the drop. And keep the riser dark enough. If it's all 12 to 16k fizz, it won't feel smoky, it'll feel like spray cans. Mini practice you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Take a drum loop and bass loop at 172 BPM. Make a 4-bar pre-drop. Build the air riser. Print 2 bars with resampling. Reverse it, pitch it down, add a vacuum dip. Then export 2 versions, one where the rewind is drums only, and one where it's the full mix minus sub. Compare which one hits harder, and which one feels more warehouse.